thanks for tuning in to the Kansas Music Educators Association. Today, we have the privilege of hearing from Sharon Wilson, and she is speaking on the importance of Spanish song study in vocal music education. How are you doing today, Sharon?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us. Would you mind giving our listeners just a brief overview or a quick description of what it is exactly you research at the university?
Yeah, so basically what I do is I go and research why it is important that we have Spanish music in our vocal music education, which seems like a funny topic to be researching, but currently in most colleges in the United States, we do not have any study of Spanish music. We have study of all other European song, such as Italian, French, German, and English, but we do not study Spanish music specifically. In fact, if you look at vocal studios, they do not include Spanish in most of their literature and repertoire. So I wanted to know why we weren't studying it more. So I went and researched what makes Spanish music, and also just kind of how we can be teaching it in the schools. There's not many resources out there for why we should be teaching or how we should be teaching Spanish music. And so because of that, I decided it would be important to also gain some ideas of how to be teaching it, as well as what is different, what makes it unique, in order to be able to explain this to other people.
Gotcha. So why is it, do you think, that most universities and vocal studios don't study Spanish music?
Personally, from the surveys we've done and from talking to other professions in the field, it seems that Spanish music is not commonly done because there is no pedagogy set for Spanish music, as well because there is not as many resources for Spanish music, teachers shy away. As well as Spanish is a common language in the state, so many teachers feel they are not fluent. Someone may be fluent in the language and will make fun of them if they're not able to speak the language the way they want. There is no diction classes currently in college to explain how to sing in Spanish, which makes it difficult for teachers to know how to teach Spanish language other than using a translator, and sometimes that's not even correct. So it is a fear factor of teaching Spanish music when you don't have the resources. I think in general, the Spanish culture in the States has been talked down and looked bad upon. And because of this, a lot of people think it is not as important as other cultures, or it is not as significant, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening, in music education, students are expected to study the three languages that she was talking about. They provide diction courses for Italian, German, and French, and those are each a semester long. As we've seen more and more, students whose home language involves Spanish, would you be able to talk a little bit more about the benefit that would provide for those kids who have that language outside of the home, and even those who just share cultural ties but no language, and then again, even those who share no cultural ties at all?
Yeah, so in the States, there's a rising amount of Hispanics growing. If you look at Kansas specifically, Dodge City and Great Bend is mostly Hispanic. I worked at Junction City High School for a bit, and over there, their diversity numbers, African and Hispanics, are much higher than normal in the United States. Their totals are very high. So because of the rising of Hispanics in the United States, a lot of them are bilingual because they are second generations, which means their parents have limited English resources, or they speak English, but they choose to speak Spanish at home in order to keep their language alive. And because of this, a lot of students walk into the classroom wanting to speak their home language, and especially they want to sing in their home language because that's what they're thinking. So if you go into a normal American class full of Caucasians who speak English, they are going to want to sing in English because it's safe. It's how they express themselves. So now if you put into the numbers all the Hispanics that speak Spanish who are wanting to sing in their language, we are missing at least half of our students in a class. Specifically, also, we get a lot of ELL, English language learners, in our class, and these students are some of the times, the only time they're ever going to speak in their home language and be accepted for that is in a music class, where they have the ability to sing in their language, and everyone is doing it. It's not that there's a modification, but everyone's learning that language with them, and it makes them feel important. It makes them feel like they have a voice to be heard. They feel they have a story to be told, and every student has a story to be told. I think that's an important part. As teachers, we have to realize that a student is more than their culture, they're more than their language. Not every Hispanic is the same. Not every student is the same, and instead of looking at just their culture, we should be asking what is their story and trying to aid them in learning more about that.
That's really good. Could you tell us a little bit about just the process? I know that you participated in this research with Dr. Ruth Gergel, and as she mentored you through this process, I know you guys went through for a few years, actually, and reached out to several students of many different backgrounds who maybe had some experience in Spanish music or didn't. But would you be willing to talk a little bit about who those students were and what the results were that came from the experiment that you guys did?
Yeah, so for the first 2 years of my four-year research, we just got to know students. So what we did is we gained 6 to 7 students, and we gave them a pre-survey, which is just kind of what they were thinking, what they thought about Spanish music, and some of the stereotypes they had placed on it. And then we gave them a Spanish song according to their voice level, according to kind of their voice type, their character, because Spanish music really affects your personality and your emotions. You need a certain one that fits that. And also just for what they were needing to gain in the voice lesson, whether that was breath support, tone, whatever it may have been. And we took whatever student was interested. So they did not have to be a certain race or from a certain culture. We wanted everyone to be included in this and to see how it affected others. So we had Caucasians, we had Hispanics, we had African Americans, and we had students who spoke Spanish, some who had taken Spanish in high school, some who did not speak Spanish, some who only spoke English, and just these different things. We also had Hispanics that didn't speak any Spanish in the study, who only spoke English, but at home maybe they had a Spanish speaker, or they were introduced to Hispanic culture, and we wanted to see how that would play out in the bigger picture. And we had Caucasians who spoke Spanish and English. So it was just an interesting mix of students. The results we found is by the end of the study, most of the students fell in love with Spanish music. They wanted to do more of Spanish music. They wanted it to be present in their vocal studies. They also wanted to just tell their friends about Spanish music. A lot of them came in thinking Spanish music wasn't okay because of the negative stereotypes that are in our culture. And by the time they were done, they were apologizing and they were respectful of the singing of Spanish because they realized just how unique it is. We realized that students felt like they had better breath support because of the short melodic lines in Spanish, because it is so fast and there's quick rhythms. They were learning how to do that without stopping their airflow, which is a common problem for young singers. They also were learning how to have a better melodic line because it is in harmonic minor often the music, because of the Arabic and Jewish influence in Spanish music. They felt like they were able to sing in minor keys, which is not commonly found within American, French, Italian, German music. That is just not of the European culture, essentially. As well as they felt like they were able to express themselves in a different way. Spanish music is very expressive. It has a unique character. And because of this, you cannot sing it straight-faced. And they felt like they were able to give their audience something of themselves. It was no longer just them singing a song, but it became personal. It became deep.
Right.
Finally, the piano part is incredibly difficult in Spanish, and it is different. It's hard to find someone who is willing to play Spanish music because of the difficulties. As well as it is a duet with the voice. It is not just an accompaniment. It's not just a pretty thing in the background. It aids the voice, but it's also different. So students had to learn the song well in order to proceed in the singing of it, and they learned a new confidence that we saw in their other music.
That's really good. For those of you listening, I do believe that earlier you were mentioning that you sang a piece actually that consisted of you having to portray three different characters. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So for someone to just sing straight through that song would be quite difficult to not portray those different characters, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that even challenges students on a whole nother level of just kinesthetically and just learning how to express their music through the body.
Yeah.
And also, you touched a little bit on stereotypes. Do you think that possibly some of the stereotypes you experienced was that Spanish music, since it hadn't been studied naturally in the curriculum, that it wouldn't be educational? Do you think that was one of them?
Yeah, I do think it is part of that. I think that since it isn't a common core, it's not looked as important. But we're hoping to change that, and it's not really the teacher's fault. It's just never been a priority, unfortunately.
Right. Well, we really appreciate what you're doing. Just providing resources for the teachers out there that hear this and want to do something about it. We really appreciate you coming out and just taking the time. We could talk for hours about this, but unfortunately that's all the time we have here at KMEA. Thank you for tuning in and listening. If you would like to contact Sharon, you can do that anytime. Her contact information will be posted on our website. But we appreciate you listening in. And Sharon, thank you again for coming in and sharing your research with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.